from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A 46-year-old Middlesex County man is accused of a recent stabbing at a South Plainfield home that left one person dead and a woman hurt on Thursday. Pablo Cicero of Edison was charged with murder, attempted murder, and home invasion burglary for the May 19th killing of Raritan resident Brandon Andrews Cruz and for wounding a 32-year-old South Plainfield woman. Cicero knew the surviving victim through an intimate relationship that had ended, according to deleted text messages cited in his affidavit of probable cause. New Jersey is facing an energy crisis as electricity bills are expected to increase by up to 20% this Sunday. Think tank New Jersey Policy Perspective put out a new report that says it's because regional grid operator PJM has delayed clean energy projects, including 79 projects here in New Jersey, that would increase electrical supply and lower rates. Report author Alex Ambrose says the delays are partly because many of PJM's voting members are utility company and power plant owners.
Frankly, a lot of those members benefit from keeping older, less economical power plants running, like coal and natural gas, which prevents newer sources of renewable energy from serving our region.
PJM expects electricity demand to soar in the coming years, with AI data centers driving 70% of that new demand. And President Donald Trump calls Elon Musk one of the great business leaders and innovators that the world has ever produced. Musk, the world's richest man with a net worth of roughly $430 billion, joined Trump in the Oval Office wearing a black Doge hat to mark his final day as a special government employee. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks edged higher to end of the week. Consumer sentiment snapped a four-month decline in late May as tariff fears did ease. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month edged up a point from early May. Meanwhile, President Trump's tariff plan is being reinstated by a federal appeals court for now. The court granted the administration's request to pause a lower court's ruling. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 54 points at 42,270. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. More rain on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We do have a flood watch for northern and western parts of New Jersey through tomorrow morning, as we will have some rain developing as we head through tonight. It may take until the mid to late evening hours for some of this steadier rain to move in, but there will be some downpours, even a couple of thunderstorms that could lead to some flooding, certainly some ponding on roadways, lows in the upper 50s tonight. Clouds tomorrow, some lingering rain in the morning, then a couple of afternoon or evening showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be gusty with small hail. Highs near 70 tomorrow. Clearing and cooler later tomorrow night, low near 50, and a cool start to the month of June on Sunday. It'll be a breezy day. Sunshine will mix with some clouds, highs in the mid to upper 60s, but highs back in the 70s with sunshine Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Morristown 78, Ewing 77, and Turnersville 78. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. The unofficial start to summer is here. The arcade at Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven is open daily, now through Labor Day. Also, the outdoor rides and games, they're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. For hours and info, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.